on line 10, Shannon Lush from shannonlush.com. If you've got questions about cleaning, Shannon Lush is the person to talk to. She's online now and ready to take your calls on 9221882. Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Oh, I'm bloody marvellous. Thanks, Bob. How are you?
Oh, it's a heartbreak world, Shannon, but you have good days like this. You come into work and young people all around you. It's elevating. It's elevating. It's lifting me up. They are like the wind between my wings. Gee, there's a line for a song.
It's beneath, darling.
Beneath. Oh, beneath my wings. You might have the wrong song. Colin from Hillary's has got a question for you. Cole, go ahead.
Thanks, Bob. Shannon, my question is, I've got my air conditioning outside unit on my concrete garage floor by an opening, so it gets ventilated, but in the winter, it generates water, and the water's stained. I think it's a rust stain on the concrete. Terrible. What can I clean it with?
Oh, you clean it with salt and lemon. You cut a lemon in half. Yeah, put salt on the cut surface, and you rub it all over the surface and leave the residue on and expose it to sunlight. If you can't get sunlight to the spot, even by using a mirror to reflect light onto it, then you can use an ultraviolet light. You just you can pick them up from lighting specialist stores. They're really cheap. You just aim the ultraviolet light at the salt and lemon, and it just pulls the rust out of the surface.
So just cut the lemon in half, put the salt on it, rub it on the thing, and expose it to sunlight.
That's it.
Or ultraviolet light.
Yeah, or ultraviolet light.
It's easy enough.
It is.
You might have a few tips on how to clean up this program. If you heard some of the broadcasts that I've conducted over the years, you'd say that's beyond cleaning up. Brian from South Perth. G'day, Brian. How you doing?
Good, thanks, Bobby. Caustic soda for that one, mate. G'day, Shen. I use plain white vinegar to clean my kettle and coffee maker. And when I'm finished, I filter it and put it back in the bottle and reuse it. I was wondering if over time, if vinegar actually degrades as a cleaner, or it should be...
Not a lot. Vinegar is just basically acetic acid. And it really doesn't matter which sort of white vinegar you get from the supermarket, because it says cleaning on the label, the only difference between it and white vinegar is the number of letters on the label. So you buy the cheapest one, whichever it is, it's just plain acetic acid. And no, unless you're diluting it, it doesn't diminish.
Okay, thanks, Shannon.
We're here to help, son. Jeff from Nollamara. G'day, Jeff.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Shannon. It's an outside job. Hello. It's a grey pavers in my carport.
Yep.
I made a mistake. Ex-mechanic, I more or less lost the lot and the oil. It's been a while. And I'm thinking, do I go with high hydrochloric acid or sulfuric acid?
No. Don't use an acid to remove oil. The deal with oil is that no matter how old it is, it never dries, it never sets, so it's still like getting a fresh oil stain out. Using a degreaser for oil is by far the best. You don't use acids and alkalis for oils. Dishwashing liquid is the handiest one that you've got. It'll remove the surface oil. One of the eco varieties, normal dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Different chemistry.
I don't use it on my dishes, but I'd use it on the concrete, you know.
Normal dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, they're pavers. Yeah. But what it's done, it's sort of just...
Has it soaked in?
Yeah, love. And
if it's soaked in, this is what you do.
Slow down.
No.
Rob.
No, listen.
Jeff, slow down and listen.
Sorry, mate.
What you need to do is get yourself some plaster of Paris.
You can get
it from the hardware store. This one's fun. It's like playing mud pies. All you need to do is get your plaster of Paris, mix it with water, and make a really thick mix. It should be as thick as peanut butter. It should be able to stand a knife up in it.
Yeah.
When you've made your mix up, it's really thick. It's about as thick as peanut butter. As soon as you've made your mix up, for every cup of mix that you've got, you add 1 teaspoon of dishwashing liquid. and stir it through. And then you paint it over the stain, no thicker than half an inch and no thinner than quarter of an inch.
Right.
It's a bit like icing a cake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once you've got your layer right, just leave it to dry. Don't touch it until it's dry. And you can test to see whether it's dry with the back of your hand. If it feels cold at all, it's not dry yet. When it is completely dry, tap it with a wooden spoon or the back of a broom to crack it and just sweep it away because it sucks the oil straight out of the pavers.
Simple. Thanks, Jeff.
And it's fun.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's fun.
And I'm starting to know everything, but I didn't know that. But when I don't know, I ring you. Rob from Frio. G'day, Rob.
Hi, Bob. Good to hear you on the radio, old fella. Good to hear you back.
Cheeky bastard.
Thank you very much. I mean that in a nice way. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
How are you? You're safe.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Olive oil on your clothes. What's the best way to remove that, please?
This one's really easy. And you do it with your eyes shut. You just use normal dishwashing liquid, not one of the eco varieties, a couple of drops on your fingertips. Shut your eyes and you rub it into the spot with your eyes shut so you can feel when it changes texture. When you've rubbed it enough, it'll suddenly feel like jelly. And that means you've emulsified the oil and it rinses out in cold water and it's gone.
There you go, Rob. And you're gone, Rob, for being cheeky. No second question. Ralph from Mandurah, dog urine. What's happening, Ralph?
Hey, Bobby, I should have a tree in the house, you know, really. I mean, I've got a dog's getting a bit older, and it's a lady dog, and it likes to squat.
Yeah, I know, but everything pees, it's all right. They all pee and they all poo, that's what happens.
How do I remove the bloody piss stone? Sorry.
Right, is it in carpet?
This is going downhill.
Yes, it's in carpet.
Right, so you didn't clean it up straight away, so you've got sort of this sort of light tobacco brown colour on the carpet?
Yeah, it is I say, it's, unless you get it quickly, which if you get it quickly, it's okay, but if not, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Do you let her out regularly? Ralph, do you take
she's
her
got
out?
She's got a doggy door.
But sometimes you've got to encourage him. You've got to say, come on, do wee-wees for Daddy and take him outside.
Well, so I do. We do all that, but as she's getting older, she, being a lady dog, she likes to squat.
She can squat on the back lawn.
Doesn't matter whether it's male or female. If they're peeing in your house, it's no good.
Okay, fix it.
Hey, come on.
Shannon, fix it.
If it's a fresh stain, you wring your cloth out tightly in white vinegar and rub from the outside of the stain towards the centre. If it's an old stain, it's no longer just a urine stain. What happens is the urine hits the backing of the carpet and it releases tannins. And to get those out, you need 2 drops of glycerin onto an old toothbrush. Lightly brush it across the top of the carpet and leave it for an hour and a half. And then you use your vinegar cloth from the outside rub towards the middle. But not too much vinegar on the cloth. You've got to keep your moisture level to a minimum. And don't get the glycerin into the back of the carpet or you release more tannins instead of less.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. But I hope my wife's listening in the background at me, you know.
It's very simple.
Ralph?
There's no problem. It's just that...
You want to stop the dog peeing in the house?
Yeah, well, no, you're giving me the right answer.
Do you want... Listen to the lady.
You want to stop it happening.
Oh, look, I am listening, Bobby.
Listen to the lady, right? Now, listen.
You put a teaspoon of lavender oil into a litre of water.
Mm-hmm.
And you mist it over the carpet after you've cleaned up. Just a light mist. You don't have to soak it. And the dog won't pee there anymore because it won't like it.
So, now I've got to write this down. A teaspoon of lavender oil...
into a litre of water.
You just lightly
put in a spray bottle and lightly mist it over the carpet. The dog won't pee there anymore because they don't like it at all.
And that goes for male dogs as well?
You betcha.
That's a teaspoon of lavender oil in a litre of water and misty spray. Spray a mist of it over the carpet.
Yeah, don't soak it, just a light mist. They just don't like it at all.
Take a break for a minute, Shannon. I've just got to clear in a few ads.
Adam Chand here from The Drive Show, where I said a 1905 photograph of golden age test cricketer Victor Trumper was our greatest ever sporting image. There were plenty of alternative suggestions.
The Donny, the Nets with the big wind-up cover drive. People are all dressed up and they're looking really quizzical.
Rodney Marsh caught, I'm pretty sure it was Clive Lloyd down the leg side. Probably took it in front of what would have been about a third leg slip.
Join Adam Chand on Drive today from 3 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Purely Commercials need stock. If you have a good commercial vehicle, four-wheel drive wagon, ute, van or SUV for sale, talk to Purely Commercials. We need stock right now. purelycommercials.com.au.
At Woolworths, we've dropped the prices so you pick up the savings. Like Woolworths Select Croissants, 3 or 4 pack, dropped from $4 to $2.50. It's just one of the hundreds of prices we've dropped across the store.
That's why I pick Woolies.
The Monkees are coming to Australia. The Monkees 50th anniversary tour with all their greatest hits. Don't miss this unique concert experience when Mickey and Peter bring the Monkees magic down under. Visit tombola.com.au for ticketing info. The Monkees 50th anniversary tour, supported by 6PR. New album, Good Times and Music Box The Greatest Hits, out now.
Jayco Caravanland has made it easy to plan your next summer family getaway. We've bulk purchased Australia's favourite family van, the Jayco Expander. So not only will you save thousands across the entire Jayco Expander range, they're in stock and ready to be delivered right now. So you can just tow and go. Stock is limited, so hurry into Jayco Caravanland and choose yours. DL6731.
You're in Jayco Country.
Jayco. Albany Highway in Caddington.
On the front porch or by the pool, in the heat or in the cool, there's a Bozzy product that's right for you and to suit your budget. Reduce the heat and the flies. Keep out the breeze or prying eyes. Rain, hail or shine, you'll be fine. 'Cause Bozzy's got you covered. Visit bozzy.com.au to find out more. That's B for bozzy.com.au.
Are you aware of the biggest changes in aged care in the history of Australia by February 2017? For the first time, you have the choice of provider and control of the money. When you think choice, think TR7 Healthcare. TR7 Healthcare provides quality care through our support workers. They must have the Cert 3 in aged care qualification, police clearance, senior first aid, and of course the right attitude, because you matter and we care. Visit tr7.com.au and see our unique approach to aged care in the home.
Now on 882 6PR, this is Bob Mormill.
Where's Janet? Janet from Merriwa. Good day, Janet.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Shannon.
Hello.
Hello. Look, I live in a rental, and the ensuite sink is not concrete. It's that plastic resin.
Yep.
Material.
Polycarbonate.
Yeah, well, foundation stains in it. Anything stains in it. How can I get rid of it?
The best thing to use is bicarb soda and vinegar for normal cleaning. And if you get a really bad spot, you make a mixture of glycerin and talcum powder.
Glycerin.
Okay, so bicarb soda.
For normal cleaning, just a sprinkle of bicarb. And then you sprinkle it with white vinegar, and while it's fizzing, you rub it with a rolled-up pair of pantyhose. That cleans your normal dirt off. If you've got a really bad stain...
Take them off first.
You just move your bum really fast.
and it's a really bad stain.
If it's a really bad stain, you mix equal parts glycerin and talcum powder and sort of make a paste. It's about as the consistency of spreadable butter. And you just spread it on, leave it on for 5 minutes and polish it off with pantyhose.
Thank you, Janet. I hope you got all that. And the audio of this particular segment, to the embarrassment of all concerned, will be up on the 6PR website if you need to listen again for any of this advice. Odette from Beachborough has joined us. Hi, Odette.
Hi, how are you going? You recommend bicarb and vinegar a lot. Where can I buy bicarb in bulk?
Your local supermarket, speak to the local manager from your supermarket because they can get it in 10-kilo boxes.
Ah, okay. Because they only stock it in 500 grand.
Yeah, I know. It's much easier to just talk to the managers. I'll get them in 10-kilo boxes for you.
Okay.
Thank you, Odette. And Mike from Currumbine. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Bob. Shannon. Righty-ho. Two things with carpet. One is a slushy that have been spilled on the carpet and stained the carpet. And the second one is lipstick.
The slushy, what flavour was it?
It was a blue one, I think.
Right. No, it matters because it tells me what's in the pigment that they use.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, normally blue and red are the two most common colours.
Yeah, the blue one's a little more difficult than the red one. With the blue one, you need to wring a cloth out with a little bit of lemon juice on it and wipe from the outside towards the centre and expose it to sunlight or ultraviolet light, and it just disappears. The red one, you don't need to do that at all. Just the sunlight will do it.
Okay, all right, no drama.
Now, with lipstick, you'll need to use white spirits. You can get it from the hardware store. It's usually next to the Terps and the Metho. It's called white spirits, and it's 99% liquid hydrocarbon. A little bit onto a cotton bud, just wipe it over and take it straight off.
Okay, no dramas. Lovely, thank you.
I could do this.
You're welcome.
I could do this all day. This is good fun.
It is, isn't it?
It is good fun.
Stain removal is fun to me.
Well, I think it's astonishing that you know that. When did you learn this? How do you get a degree in stain removals?
I started studying it when I was four. I spilled a bottle of ink on my mum's couch, and she told me to use rotten milk to remove it. And I thought she was kidding, so I asked her mum, my grandmother, and she said, oh, no. She showed me how it worked. And I was thrilled, and my father was an industrial chemist, and I wanted to know why things worked if they worked.
Marvellous.
So it sort of came from both sides. And I've been studying and experimenting for years. There's no such thing as a stain you can't get out. It's just chemistry. Simple chemistry.
I've got your home number. You know that. Every time I get a stain now, the phone will ring. Pete from Naranda. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Hi, Shannon. I wonder if you could help me. Thanks for taking my call. I've used the vinegar in a glass kettle and it works fantastically. But what can I use in the metal urn? Because it's from the water, from the tap water, it's all white on the inside. It's kind of like a powder.
Yeah, it's not actually a powder. It's where it actually etches into the surface. And you actually need to use uncooked rice in with your white vinegar. You put just a small handful of uncooked rice into it, some white vinegar and a little bicarb soda, and you put your hands over the spout and shake it. It'll tickle your hand and the lid will try to come off, but it acts like a fine-grade scourer and it just polishes it all off on the inside, and then you just rinse it. It leaves no flavour behind, so you don't end up with a nasty cup of tea.
Oh, dear. I wouldn't have believed that. Mick from Mount Hawthorne. G'day, Mick. Great.
How you going, Bob? How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Shannon, just quickly, Shannon, just had the kids over for a curry last night, and the curry went on a brand new table, and it's soaked in. It's a wooden table.
Right, now this curry, is it the yellow one?
Yeah, the yellow one, yeah.
Yep. Okay, with turmeric stains, which is what the colour is in yellow curry, you need to use lavender oil. Lavender oil breaks it down completely, just a couple of drops on your fingertips. You rub it in, you'll actually see it start to move. And as soon as you rub it in, you just rub it with a clean cloth from the outside towards the middle and just take it straight out.
I'll get some lavender oil then.
Who knocked the curry over?
Oh, mate, somebody. Don't ever blame any. You know, don't ever blame anyone, Bob.
I bet there was a nice blue at the time.
No. It went through the tablecloth, so there was a tablecloth on there, but it just went straight through. So.
Everybody was very understanding?
Yes, especially the father.
The lavender oil will also take it out of the tablecloth as well as the table, so it's fine, you can use it for both.
We've saved the day for you, Mick, and we might get Trevor from Connolly in. G'day, Trev.
G'day, Bob. Shannon, how are you going?
Good, thank you. What can we do for you?
I foolishly repaired an ornament a couple of weeks ago with super glue, I put tissues down to sort of protect the unit, but the super glue stuck to the tissue, which in turn stuck to the unit. Kitchen bench topper for mica.
Right. It's really easy to remove. All you need to do is get a sponge, wring it out in boiling water, lay it over it for 30 seconds so the heat penetrates, and then you take a credit card and you run it along from the edge and it'll just pop off.
Oh, lovely. Okay, easy.
Done.
That will be our final caller. I know Faye from Floriat is waiting. She's got a question about a pop-top caravan. Faye, we'll make some arrangements to try and get you on as our first caller next time round with Shannon. Shannon, thank you for helping us today. It's been great. Well,
thank you very much for having me. That was fun.
That was great fun. Thank you, and I hope we talk again. Shannon Lush, it's shannonlush.com, and that full audio will be on the 6PR website.